Right, well, Gary, I suppose, first of all, we've got to look at how the season's going so far at Bridlington Town. What have you made of it?
No, we're doing really well at the moment. I think we've started slowly, but since October, we haven't lost a game. So we're in a really, really good place at the moment. You know, we're unbeaten our last 13 games, winning 11. So at the moment, we're doing really well.
I was going to say, when you look at that run of form, it must give you so much confidence and the team so much belief that you're just knocking up the victories and keeping the unbeaten run going.
Yeah, but you know, we're working hard and teams that that we're playing are really raising the game against us. But you know, credit to all the players, they're working really, really hard for each of them. We've got a really good team spirit at the moment, so that's getting us through a lot of the games.
And when you look at the league, obviously a very competitive one, and one of them leagues where you really do have to give it 100% in every game.
No, there's some very, very good sides in the league. You know, and there's three or four that are really set up, ready to push it into the Unibond Evo Stick level. So, you know, we're hanging on in there. We're a top four finish would be fantastic for us. But at the moment, we're just enjoying the rollercoaster ride, if you like.
And when you look at the table, obviously in a fantastic position, but you do have to look at some of the teams around, the likes of Tadcaster Albion, who of course missed so many games because of what's happened at the ground. So you do know that them teams will get a bit nearer to you when they play the games in hand.
No, they will do. I mean, you know, our feet are firmly on the floor, and we understand and we realise that we have played a lot more games than a lot of teams, but that's credit to, you know, our club and, you know, the ground staff. You know, we've got a very, very good pitch at Bridlington, so we do get a lot of games played when a lot of others are called off. And that's no disrespect to Tadcaster with obviously the flooding that they had. You know, you can see the work that they've done on their ground, and they're really, really to go for the next push up to the Evo Stick. Everything's set up. The structure, the foundation of Tadcaster are ready to go push on now.
And when you look at it for yourself, obviously, like you were saying, so many games have been on. I mean, that must give you a lot of belief that you know that when you're going into a Saturday morning, there's a good chance the game will be on.
No, definitely. Especially in our, you know, whenever we're at home, you know, 99% certain that our game will always be on. So our preparation, you know, never falters. So, you know, everything that we do is right in preparation-wise. So we can really go and push on and get ready for the game. And I think that's what's really made it a successful run, if you like, because of the continuation that we've managed to keep going with the games that we've played.
And when you look at some of the results, some really tricky teams you've been able to beat, and obviously as the run of fixtures moves on, it gives you confidence going into some tricky games which are coming up as well.
No, absolutely, and I think with the run that we've had, I mean, we've beat Handsworth twice this season, home and away, and we've also beaten Cleethorpes, so we've got to play them again. Clipston and Staveley, our most recent results, you know, they were both in the top four or five when we played them. So, you know, it's not been an easy run, and you know, the teams that we've played, you know, it's been difficult. It's a really difficult league this season. There's no really easy pushovers. You know, it's a really competitive league, as you've mentioned. So all we can do is just make sure we set it right, and you know, our preparation's correct, and we'll go and play each game that comes. And the run that we're having at the moment is fantastic.
I was going to say, when you look at the teams that are in and around that top league, it really is a case that they all look ready to go up. So there must be a lot of competition and a lot of belief for all the teams there in that top five that promotion is realistic.
No, it is. But, you know, the one unfortunate thing about our league is that only one goes up. So it's really, really competitive. But the thing is that within the last month of the season, if you're not in the top two or three, then the competition, you know, whoever you're playing outside that top three, they haven't got a lot to play for. But if you're in that top three or four coming the last month of the season, then it's really, really competitive. But, you know, as I say, the unfortunate thing, only one team goes up out of our league. So it makes it, everybody's really, really pushing to get that one promotion place.
And sometimes, obviously, it is a case if, you know, it'd be a bit fairer if two could go up because of how well certain teams play. But that must be a case that the focus of the team just has to be 100% for every game, because, you know, even if you slip up for only one team, they're the team that could be going up.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like we said before, you've got to treat every game with the right preparation. And I think that's what we've done. Whoever you're playing, you can't go into the game thinking it's going to be an easy walkover. You know, this season, there's some really top teams in there, and everybody's working hard. It's a really, really competitive league. And obviously this weekend with Tadcaster visiting, it's going to be a really, really difficult game for us. And it'll really test us to the limits, and it'll show where we are or where we want to be compared to Tadcaster, because of the players that they've signed. Obviously, they've got a fantastic manager in Billy Miller. So their setup and the structure of that club is really ready to go. But we've just got to make sure that, you know, we prepare right and we'll give it our best shot on Saturday and hopefully keep our run going and get to 14 unbeaten.
I was going to say, when you look at that game, that is one of the big challenges, isn't it, in the league, if you were to get something against Tadcaster, because, again, it's two of the sides that are aiming for promotion, and if that run can continue to 14 games, then you can be moving on and looking at trying to get the 15th and 16th.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like we said to lads, and I know it's an old cliche, but you've just got to take every game as it comes, and that's what we're doing. We're just trying to prepare correctly. We're trying to set up with the teams that we'll play. We're trying to get them watched, and we're trying to get some information on them, and we're trying to set up and play in the right way, and that's all we can do. It's a fantastic opportunity for us, but on Saturday we are realists, and we do know that the players that Tadcaster have got are virtually Evo stick players now, or they've played a lot higher than that, so it's going to be a really difficult game for us. You know, we've got 17, 18, 19-year-olds in our team still learning the game. So, you know, the run that we're on and the position that we're in the league, you know, if we're being really honest, we're really overachieving. But it's a fantastic opportunity for us to really go and show, you know, how good we are.
And what is your message to the side right now? Is it just a case of one game at a time and just really not getting too nervous and carried away with it all?
No, at the end of the day, you know, games like Saturday against Tadcaster, they're going to bring a good following. There's going to be a good crowd there. It looks like it's going to be decent weather. Obviously, we could be second and third in the league, playing against each other. And we all know what the end product is or the end reward is. So it's just a case of just enjoy the occasion. You know, that's why you play the game for. It's all right playing games, you know, in front of, you know, 20 and 30 people. But when you get the opportunity to play in front of 200 and 300 with a great atmosphere, I think they've just got to take the opportunity. And I think with our team having a lot of young lads in there, I think they'll relish the opportunity rather than, you know, being fear. So we'll be ready in the best way that we can, and we'll give it our best shot. And that's the only way we can approach the game.
And looking at it, you're entering about the final quarter of the season. I mean, just what is the aim now towards the end of the campaign? Is it just to try and get promotion, or is it a case that you are just looking at it game by game rather than having a set goal at the end?
Again, it's one of those. We're on a fantastic run. It's a bit of a roller coaster at the moment. You know, we're at the highest point. We've got to try and stay there for as long as we can. We've got to keep just getting these games joked off, and if we win or don't get beat, it's another point in the bag. And you know, you look at the way Leicester City are playing, you know, everybody was writing them off up to 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden everybody are looking at them and said they've got a fair chance of winning the Premier League. You know, and that's all we're doing. We're taking one game as it comes. We're still in two cups, the League Cup and our local cup, where we'll play the final at the KC Stadium, which is a fantastic occasion for us as a club. So, you know, we'll just keep going, and let's just see where we end up at the end of the season. But at this moment in time, you know, we've got to believe in ourselves and send a message out that, you know, we are a good team, and we're going to give it a really good go.